This is a Big Facts Network exclusive.
Yo, what's going on, homies? Another episode. Big Homies House. We back, okay? And we're going to start my dog, Kuz, because, you know, we got to talk about some shit.
What up, though?
What's going on? What's going on? You know, I've joined your ranks. Of the unemployed. Damn!
How we get fired back to back?
I don't know, man. Back to fucking back.
You know what's crazy about that, too? You texted me that, and then one of my really close friends called me, like, an hour later, like, can you believe my job let me go, too? I'm like, it's something in the water right now.
He's getting fired, man. Yeah,
it's hard.
I mean, I got laid off, but, you know, same thing. I ain't got, they said, nigga, stay home.
Is this, like, the first time you're talking about it on air?
This is the first time I talked about it, like, you know, like, just getting it off my chest. So, it's like, I've talked about my dog, Sturge, that's on the episode today.
Mm-hmm.
But this is my first time addressing it and getting everything out there. So
for those who don't know, like, well, I mean, I don't think any of us really know. Do you, like, was it, like, budget cuts?
No, it was budget cuts.
Okay.
You know, it's the business of radio. Cause it wasn't performance-based. It was number one night show.
Yeah, because you guys were killing. You guys were killing shit, like, as far as, like, numbers going, like, yeah, being, like, yeah, relevant. Hell, so it couldn't have been that.
Yeah, now, we, a lot of the things that we were able to do, of course, have a great building, great, you know, we worked hard.
Yeah, no, for sure.
We had a lot of resources in the building as far as stuff that we could do on our own. But, yeah, we took that spot to, like, bottom of the barrel to, like, number one. So
damn.
Yeah. I think for me, it's more like, I just feel like, now I got to show niggas.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I contributed too much to where it's like, I got to show niggas. I put a lot of that station on my back in times where, like, you know, my co-host was, she was pregnant for a little bit in 2023.
Nigga said a little bit, 9 months.
I mean, yeah, she wasn't gone the whole night. I'm going to give her that.
Nah, shout out to JoJo. Yeah,
yeah, she was in a big belly to like November, but
true.
Yeah, so shit, it was a lot of things that happened that I was like, damn, shit over. But then I was there for a long ass time.
How long were you there altogether?
Technically, I was there like only from 2022 or 2021 to 2025. But I've been in the building since 2017.
That's like, and like, what is like? I've never worked for, like, a big company like that. Like, what does a conversation even, like, that, like, look like? Is it a call?
Oh, my goodness.
Like, if you don't mind.
I've always said, like, if it happened, just tell me so I don't come in.
Did you go in?
I did. And I thought it was going to be, like, a meeting. Like, I thought it was going to be, like, hey, we're going to talk about some shit. And it was like, yeah, we're going to talk about some shit. All right, nigga, you're done. This is your last day.
Damn.
But it was a lot more sensitive than that. And I understand, like, why things are done, because I've seen it happen to other people before.
For sure.
But it was still, like, you can't help but feel like, damn, this shit over? Like, is this, like, it's done like
just
that?
Like that.
But then that's also why you have to realize, in these jobs, like, nigga, these are not your friends.
For sure. See how they just did Luca?
These not your friends. Yo, exactly.
That's a...
And it is a tough pill to swallow, because, like, sure, you know, once it happened, you stop hearing from people. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't, like... No, you get. Of course, you get the initial like, "Hey, just checking on you." But like after that, it's kind of like,
"All right, we moved on, nigga."
Yeah, like so that's the part for me where it's kind of like, "Damn, okay." But it's business, so I can't. I'm not gonna get upset about it. I'm not gonna let that slow my momentum down. Obviously,
no, of course,
shit, we here.
I will say the cool thing about your situation is like, you're one of the few people that I see in radio that I follow that like has their own brand and does things outside of it. So I feel like the cool thing is just like you can build upon the Big Homies House, the platform that you always have that you were pushing while you were on the radio.
Yeah.
I always thought that was really smart that you pushed your brand just as much as you pushed iHeart and the beat.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know,
I do kind of wish that the Big Homies House brand would have been more accepted by iHeart. It's kind of like something that could get the same attention as, like, some of these other podcasts
for
in
sure
the city. Like, I that never really happened. But, you know, they pushed what they controlled. Like, they controlled the JoJo and Big Homie show. So they were able to, if something happened with the Big Homie's house, I take that with me.
Yeah.
If something happened with JoJo Big Homie show, they can just rebrand to something different, which they did. So, you know, it's unfortunate, But at the same time, it's kind of like a blessing in disguise because I don't feel like it was a situation where, like, that was all I had. Like you said, still got to be homies out. And look, what, like, this is some cool shit we're doing now off the strength of the brand.
All facts. And honestly, too, like, to, like, kind of backtracking with you saying, like, damn, you kind of wish they embraced your brand more. Do you think if they embraced the brand more that they would have ended up trying to get ownership of it? And then in a situation where you were let go, you can't take it with you? Because that might be a blessing as well. Like, the fact that you were able to be like, all right, cool, I'm taking this that I built up myself,
yeah,
and y'all have zero control over it.
Well, when I first got on full-time, I had some specific wording in how I put my things in my contract.
Yep.
I was already him before I got here.
Talk to him.
So you can't tell me, like, okay, well, you only got these things because you were with the radio station. Nah, I was doing this before I got here. Because
you're TMZ prior.
Yeah, I was with TMZ. I had another radio station that I was working with before that. So I've been in the industry. Before I got by Heart, I was in the industry, like, already 5 years.
Okay.
Like, I'm just talking about, like, when I first got in the building in 2017.
Yeah.
So by the time I got hired in 2022, I had already been there. I had already been relevant in the industry for like 10 years.
Okay, wow.
So I started working as soon as I got out of college in 2023.
Okay.
And I started my first internship in 2022. So I was already had my feet wet. So it was never going to be a situation where they was like, okay, well, we
built you, yeah, so we can break you type shit.
Yeah. Now, my thing was like, you know, technicalities, like, okay, well, did you record here? Did you use this equipment? Like, that type of shit. So, but it was a lot of, I'm never going to say it was kind of like something where they benefited or I benefited. What I'm trying to say? I'm not going to say it was something where they benefited and I didn't benefit.
Yeah.
It was always mutually beneficial.
Sure.
But it was just different things that I think would have been more embraced by the company that I think would have helped take the brand. But the brand went up. We had a number one night show.
Talk to these niggas.
We had a number one night show. That was cool. But then that's also what made it so confusing.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, okay, we're number one, and I'm gone? Okay. You know, but then it's kind of like that Jay-Z song. He was like, motherfucker saying they made ho.
Make another one.
You feel me? And you know, those attempts are going to be made. But at the same time, I get to say that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. No, Nikki!
Shout out to Nikki's and Betty Casting.
Shout out Betty Casting.
We KOD with it. If you couldn't tell,
you did. But but no, I was saying that I got a feather in my hat that, you know, everything after me is because of me.
That's true.
So the JoJo and Big Homie shows would have never taken place if it wasn't for the Big Homie's house. That's radio history. So you can't really erase that.
For sure.
So you can try to replicate it, but you can't erase it. And I just know, and no disrespect to anybody, like, this is, I want people to have the success that they deserve.
Of course.
But it started with me. So that's why I still have a bigger battery in my back.
For sure.
It's kind of like, I said this on another platform, like, I can't let y'all see me fail. So I'm not gonna fail.
You come too far at this point.
Yeah, like, I put too much. I put too much mini man hours. Like, I'm not gonna lie. There was times when I was like, damn, do I even want to do radio anymore? Because I told you, and I told, you know, the team, Sean. What up, Sean? Shout out Gio in the building.
Shout out Dope Concepts.
Yeah, Dope Concepts in the building. You did. I told, like, you know, I really want to get into TV production, and film, stuff like that, and bigger projects outside of radio. So I'm not gonna lie. It was like a little time where I was like, do I even want to do radio anymore? But, like, I'm really good at it.
Yeah, and you, it seemed like every time I had the pleasure of, like, doing radio with you, whether it was Beat or Delete or coming through and shooting content, it was something that was really natural to you. Like,
yeah.
Watching, like, Kodak go from, like, talking regular to, like, yo, what up? It's Big Homie Cole. I'm like, holy shit. Like, that's crazy. Like, yeah. Just how, like, effortless and how natural it was. So I think it's something that you're just naturally good at.
Yeah.
I'm sure it took time to get that good and, like,
yeah, effort, nah.
But, like, it seemed.
No, nah, it took us 8 hours to do the first show.
Damn.
Eight hours. Probably more than that. Probably was like 10 or 11 hours. Because we was in the building, like, until it was time for the show to start.
Wow.
So I'll never forget that shit. Because I went across
eight
the street. Iron Man
crazy.
got some oxtails. Like, bro, we wanted to be perfect in that. And we was not letting each other. We was not letting up off each other. Like, nah, bro, do it again. You were stuttering. Do it again. So it's kind of like, you know, that. But that is something. Like, I miss the familiarity of it. But it's almost like leaving a relationship.
Yeah.
It is, like. I'm cool. I'm in this situation for so long, and I'm comfortable here.
Yeah.
But it may be because of the personal goals that I set for myself. It was kind of like, you comfortable, but is this, like, do you really want to stay, risk it and stay in this situation? And for the longest, I was. But, you know, that's how God works. Sometimes you got to get pushed out of a situation to recognize that, you know, you were destined for better.
Now, I'm going to come clean. So, as you mentioned earlier, I got fired from my job. And similar, I walked in. I'll never forget this day because it's like, because Sean and I both worked at Apple. Yeah. Bro, woke up early. The reason I got fired was attendance. So I woke up extra early.
Oh, you got fired, huh?
No, I got fired. Like, it was not we're letting you go because of budget cuts. It's like, nigga, you call out every other Saturday.
Damn.
And I'm not going to lie to you, I was at Apple for 3 years. I should have got fired by, like, year one. Like, it's because my numbers are so good and I was doing the sales thing so well that, like, I got away with everything. But, yo, this one day, we get there early. I remember I had enough time to stop and grab breakfast. I got breakfast for me and Sean. Walk in. I'm in a great-ass mood. I got my little Apple jacket on. Bro, sitting in the back with all the homies, right? We're about to go onto the floor and do our download, which is like when they pretty much go over like the logistics of the day or whatever the case may be. Like, you know, just an open format. Like, this is what we're doing. This is a sales focus, yada, yada, yada. I'm about to walk out. My manager stops me, hits me with you mind coming in my office? Oof. And I'm like, this is going to, in my head, I'm like, it's going to one, two ways. Either A, they're going to put me on another, they're going to say like my investigation was done. Because I had, like 2 months prior, they told me like, yo, like, you broke your regression. It's up to the higher powers now. But conveniently, they let me work for 2 months because it was busy season.
Yeah.
So right as back to school season was ending, and we were going back to slow season, yeah, we got to let you go.
Damn.
I'm like, well, damn. I'm like, y'all couldn't have called me. I drove 40 minutes to be in this bitch. And like,
nah, that's,
I don't even want my McGriddle no more. I was heated, bro.
That's low-key how that shit happened to me. Like,
no facts.
It was like the day before the first snow day. And I came in on the Thursday.
Yeah, was right before the snow day.
So I was super sad, nigga. I was super sad.
You like, be home.
Yeah, like, cold. God damn. So it was like, we got to talk about, you know, we got to talk about logistics for how we about to do the snow day tomorrow. So I come in like, yeah, what's going on? But I should have known because I had talked to like the big boss and he was like his dog had died. Like, he was sad as a motherfucker.
Damn.
And in hindsight, the only time I had seen him that down was when he had to do it to somebody else.
Ooh.
So he.
But you probably never even, like, upon review, you probably didn't even think, like, you could be a part of that.
Nah, I see it. Like, I contributed so much there.
For sure.
That it was kind of like, you know, I did feel like it was kind of like, nah, man, there's going to be a lot of people getting left go for me, but shit.
You know what's crazy?
You think it can't happen to you?
You know what's crazy, though? Like, on our end, we were about to be on the way to the station.
I know.
And the way, like, Kodak, you remember the way Kodak texted me? I couldn't tell if he was joking or not. Like, I really thought you were trolling me because it was like straight, like no emoji, like, yo, we can't do today. I just got fired. And I'm like, fired from working today. Like, it didn't even dawn on me that he meant from the station because I'm like, what do you mean? Like, it was the way he worded it. It was on some, like, we got to reschedule. But I'm just like, wait, what? I'm like, you dead ass? And he was just like, yeah, I'm like, it didn't make, like, me and Sean, literally in the car about to drive, it didn't make sense to us because it's just like, we literally just did the last episode of the year, like, 4 days prior.
Yeah.
Just had to stop and, like, nah, that's not happening. Like,
facts.
Looking around, like, he gonna say, stop fucking around, y'all late.
Literally, I was waiting for you to be like, I was waiting for you to be like, nah, I'm just joking, pull up. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just got here. Like, because, like, it was on some, like, yo, real. Like, I'll be here.
That shit was real and it was quick. It was like, because I was sitting outside the office, like, all right, come in. And then it was like, I was talking to my dog, and then the big boss walked in. It's like.
Because the big boss probably don't even be there like that.
No, he'll be there, but we don't ever be in a one-on-one meeting like that. It's kind of like your mom and your dad come in.
Yeah.
Like, son, we got to sit you down. We're breaking up. Well, actually, we're not breaking up. We're sending you away. But, you know, I definitely still got love for my, like Louis V, my big brother, for real, for real. Louis V.
And you still got some great relationships with
him. Hell yeah. Like, Louis V is my big brother. I've never had nothing bad to say about Louis V ever. Like, that nigga changed my life, for real, for real. Like, and I got good relationships with everybody over there. So, like, when I say the things that I say, it's not coming from a place of hurt.
It doesn't even sound like no bullshit. It doesn't even sound like it's coming from a place of malice either. But it's just, like, it is important for you to, like, also, like, there's up-and-coming people who follow you. There's people who want to break into the industry.
Hell yeah, like, nah, but niggas got to know, like, you can't quit. Like, you can't, my relevance doesn't rely on a corporate title.
For sure.
It doesn't rely on a corporate building. So, like, I was, you know, it's a song by Gunna, you know, just came out late last year called Him, All Alone. And sometimes you got to realize that. So, I personally, I want everybody that's still over there to have amazing lives and just do everything that they dream of. You know, until it's time for some of that success to come at my expense. Yeah. Because, I mean, there are things that I'm, there are things that, like, I'm going to land in radio again.
Yeah.
So.
Like, you know it.
I know it.
You can like, feel it.
Yeah,
feel
like, but I just know, like, right now, I'm waiting on those situations, and we're working on our own creative project.
For sure.
So we got a lot of cool things that we're going to do. So shout out to Dope Concepts.
Chill.
TDN for Shoski. So right now, radio isn't kind of like, it's not like do or die with radio.
For sure.
But I'm working on other things right now, but my media experience doesn't just stop at radio.
Like, no, I can't.
I'm going to do other things in the meantime. So until those other, until the next radio spot pop off, I hope they have a lot of success. But once it's time, I told niggas, like, I'm coming for blood. Like,
as you should, yeah.
Because I'm a very competitive person.
Hell yeah.
So even like.
You come from sports. Like,
yeah,
you,
yeah.
You play football.
Yeah, so like even when they used to tell us when we go over our rankings and our ratings, it was like, yeah, y'all were top 10, y'all came in number 7. So in my head, you mean there's 6 niggas better than me?
And who are these niggas?
Who are these niggas?
For sure. No, that makes sense.
So that's what I'm thinking.
For sure.
So that's where I'm at with it right now, cuz like I regardless of where the next stop is, we about to kill shit. So shout out to the Big Homies House brand, shout out to everybody that supports us again. Shout out Dope Concepts,
of course.
CDN, and shout out to the team that we're building. Of course, the Big Homie Collective coming. Real soon, we got collaborations with Hood Rich up on the music side.
Yo, shout out to Hood Rich, shout out to Scream Man.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to my dog Rip, my Leo brother Rip.
Show.
But yeah, nah. I just wanted to, you know, get this off my chest and let people, because it's like you said, it's other people that go through situations like this.
Yeah,
and they think it's like the end of the world.
No, for sure. And there's also people who like who are, I feel like it's important to know, like, yo, this shit can happen to anybody. You know what I mean?
It
like,
can.
This, like, us doing this after, I'm going to keep bringing up, like, the Luka shit. Like, yo, yeah. It, like, it happened to fucking Luka.
Yeah.
Like, the probably the best player in the world.
Yeah. But like, and to that, like, if, like, just staying specific to media, like, it happened to a bunch of people in media.
For sure. Charlamagne got fired, a million times.
Charlamagne got fired. I was watching the SNL 50 shit. Like, Damon Wayans got fired. Like,
crazy.
People, like, you know, even, like, you go back to the wrestling, said Bray Wyatt got fucking fired.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the same thing, yeah. Like so that's where I feel like I am right now. Like this is kind of a
next. They let CM walk. They let Drew walk.
Yeah,
like, you know
yeah.
I mean?
Like Drew got fired. These are people who are like at the top right now that got fired. So you know, I think getting fired is one thing. How you react to it is another.
For sure.
And I wasn't let go because of performance. I didn't get fired because I didn't get laid off because it was I'm a whack ass. I'm very good at what I do.
No,
it
definitely.
It was a numbers thing. I appreciate them for the time that I was up there. But I just, when it's time, I'm coming for everything because I know who I am. And I'm inspired and I'm motivated right now. The homies and Dope Concepts, the collective, we're going to make a lot of motherfucking money.
Sure.
You did? So, yeah, shout out to the homie Trey, too, man. I need to work my dog.
Trey. Oh, hell yeah. No, Trey, we was killing it. We was doing the KOD shit earlier, and he was, yo. Kill him. We gotta get him a mic.
Yeah, no, we definitely gotta get Trey.
We gotta get Trey a mic.
We gotta get Trey a mic. But nah, that shit, man. So let's get to the episode. Yo, what's going on, homie? It's your big homie Kodak in the building. Big building for sure.
Yeah.
King of Diamonds. We in the building. Big homie Isis.
It's your girl Isis checking in. How y'all doing?
Yeah. Sturge.
What's happening, man?
Long
big
overdue.
Homie Sturge, what you mean?
Newest homies in the building. You feel me?
Newest
How's
homies.
Everybody feeling? Y'all good?
You know, 2025 by in February.
2025 is cooking. But, you know, we got a lot of new things that we're going to start doing. And one that I'm going to port over from my past life is a confession session. All right, so we got an anonymous confession. Let me bring my notes up. We have an anonymous confession. Y'all ready for it?
Let's talk about it.
So this lady says, I only stay with my boyfriend because he pays all my bills. I'm in love with someone else, but I refuse to struggle for love when I can have luxury and lies.
Ooh.
That sounds like the majority of people in Atlanta.
That is very
across
true.
Across the country, really.
Welcome actually, to the A.
Actually, on both sides, too, because I heard that a lot of men out here are sleeping on women's couches. I was befuddled.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I was befuddled. I feel like men should have a little bit more honor about themselves, because if you're not living right, just why are you trying to live off a chick? Like,
people don't have no shame these days.
They don't want to go to the shelters. Back in the day, people used to stay in the shelters. They don't want to be in the shelters.
Would you date a man from the homeless shelter?
No.
You sure?
I'm positive. So I used to live in the shelter when I was younger.
Okay.
But being an adult at my very grown age, no, that's just not where I'm at. So I don't want to meet nobody there. Absolutely not.
Is she wrong for dating this man for love? I mean, for luxury. Yeah, for luxury.
Nah, not if you're honest about it.
Yeah.
Well, you have ulterior motives is wrong. But I mean, shit, like you said, if she was honest about it, then that's just what it is.
Well, she's not honest with him about it. I don't think she told him. She telling us.
Nah, she didn't. She didn't.
Yeah, she telling us.
She didn't.
But I think that's just something that men have to kind of, you got to be cognizant about mm-hmm. where you stand in somebody's life. Right? And if you're trying to avoid certain things as a man in a relationship, you're gonna be it's going to be a bad day for you. You feel me? Like, here's how I feel about it. If I'm a man and I'm dating a woman and I'm trying to withhold from doing certain things because she has been with other men in the past, you know, why you care about her past? I feel like if
man,
regardless of what you was doing in the past, it don't matter.
Groceries high.
That's right.
Rent is high.
Eggs is high.
Listen.
Property taxes is high, being doubled.
As long as she doing her part, because listen, when you look through a man's phone, you really see who he is. He might be fucking off and doing all this other crazy shit, but if he at home providing, girls really don't be caring.
Is that how you?
I feel like, no, we talk about the anonymous joke.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
We're going to get back to you.
But I just feel like, hey, if she doing her part, she can curse, right?
Yes, you can curse.
If she fucking, if she sucking, if she cooking, if she cleaning, she doing her wifely duties. You know what I mean? Let her fly. If he's satisfied, what's the problem?
Yeah, but is she doing that because she wants to do that, or is she doing?
Who cares?
Doing
she
because
doing
she
it.
Feel obligated.
People do things they don't want to do, they don't want to do, but they do it anyways all the time.
Wait! Don't suck my dick just because you feel like I.
But
just
it
gotta
feel good
do it.
Though. Don't feel good, right?
Nah. Because here's the thing: if you just doing it because you're being
oh, so she an employee.
Yeah, she get paid.
Oh,
fuck that. Nah. I need you to gooseneck my shit. You got something like you love me.
But what if she faking
yeah,
it, though?
Yeah, come on,
Miss
Ambidextrous.
What if you don't know? That's wild. That is wild.
Yeah,
that
I want double
hand.
I want the two move all that.
That's
I want
wild.
All of that.
But what if she doing that for luxury?
So basically, what you're saying is relationship is a business.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, in her case, what she asking? Should she stay or should she leave? I mean, she probably in love with the broke one.
No, she is. No, she in love with the broke one. But I feel like as a man, if I'm the broke one, I don't even want to. It's certain men that will take pride in having another man finance their life. And I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to feel like a sucker. Like, yeah, you paid our rent. Bro, you couldn't pay your girl rent? Like, I feel like that's a big part of being a man, providing. So, shit.
Absolutely.
I'm not gonna take pride in having another man provide for my girl. That's crazy as hell.
She want her cake and she want to eat it too.
I'm not mad at that, but if she was really on top of her game and she really had some finesse, what she could do is use the resources that she getting from the dude that's providing the luxury and pour that into the dude that she love, let him build
himself
up.
So you want her to
up.
Build the broke nigga and no, take from the rich
nigga. But you know, we networking. That's all it is.
Is it networking or neck? Neck working.
I think it's neck.
Both. Neck working.
Her neck is working because she got two niggas. So.
Both.
That neck is sore. She got one hand for both of them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not living that down. let's move into the next topic of discussion. We got to talk about Grammy season is upon us. Yes. We saw the Grammys go crazy. And the world applauded at A minor.
What you mean? I loved it.
Wow.
I loved it.
The demise of Drizzy Drake?
Basically, that's what it is
now.
He won
the amount of Grammys that Drake has. Drake got 5 Grammys,
yeah.
Right? He won 5.
And a sweep.
And one sweep. He had 22 right now.
Yeah, yes. He has the third most Grammys all time.
He's at 22.
Behind Jay-Z and Kanye West.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And I think that's phenomenal because Drake. I mean, Kendrick is one of the ones, but Drake just started his Australian tour, and it feels
that man looks so sad.
It feels so somber. It's like a funeral.
That man was so sad.
But okay, so my question for everybody up here is it over? Is the run over for Drizzy Drake?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know.
It's trending that way. Trending that way. When you were at the Grammys and your arch nemesis, who just straight cooked you in front of the whole universe, he wins an award. They played the diss record that he won with, calling you a and everybody is standing up singing that song word for word. What else is it? And it almost seemed like a lot of people was happy to do it. Kind of like if Pat Mahomes loses the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. You know, I think it's warranted, really. Set yourself up for this.
I think the real coup de grace for it was when Taylor Swift was dancing and Not Like Us.
Yes.
Like, Taylor Swift ain't got an ounce of rhythm. But she was up there doing a partial stanky leg to Not Like Us. I feel like if Taylor Swift is dancing to your demise, trolling. It's over with. Mm-hmm. It's over with. Do y'all think can he come back?
What's it
going to take for him to come back? Because I don't know what type of hit Drake can give us, because he's had songs come out afterwards.
Man. Drake just got to do Drake. Drake, because at the end of the day, he didn't get here by chance. So he just has to go back to making the music that's made him a star. And not only that, don't run away from it. And also, don't be acting like you untouchable out here, because that's what got you in the situation in the first place.
He was an error, though, by himself. Like, he was an error just by himself and his music. So I don't think he was acting like Drake really that nigga, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Drake really that nigga. It's not no acting to it. He's really that nigga.
Yes, but...
It might be over. You're right.
But I think okay, you said Drake was his era. He has his own era.
For sure.
I think Drake running shit was a big part of Drake running shit was him having the system behind him.
Yeah.
Drake has always been, he used to rap about it in every song. I got Lucian Grange, I got Leo, all these UMG, we doing numbers. Okay, so you openly bragged about having the system on your side. But now that the system is not on your side, we can kind of see that the shit is not hitting, like, because 100 gigs ended up being 100 gigs of bullshit.
Yep.
It takes a village.
It do take a village, and Drake is not in the village.
Hey,
no
but
more.
He's not right now. But what I will say is Drake put on for a lot of people. Drake has jumped on so many people's things, and there's a lot of great people who won't give, you know, put nobody on. Drake put niggas on, for real.
He jumped on a lot of remixes, but
Future not jumping on everybody's shit.
He don't got to.
You know what I mean?
Future had a number one album last year.
He doesn't, but Drake put people on. It don't matter about, he don't care if you got like one hit. If he fucking with you, he gonna jump on it for GP.
But here's what this,
they ain't like that because he put people on.
Here's what is new to what I think is new when it comes to all this shit. Is Drake putting people on, or is Drake giving people access to the system?
I think it's a mixture of everything.
And putting people on. Personally. Access, for sure.
But
because would those songs been big without Drake? Would Look Alive still be lit without Drake?
Nah. But I do think Versace would have still been lit without Drake. I think Tony Montana would have still been lit without Drake.
But they was lit with Drake. How many remixes have we heard? And then you'd be like, okay.
Here for the comparison. Remember when Glorilla first came out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Saweetie was the first person to hop in the booth and try to, like, you know, I'm about to hop on the remix.
Who?
Saweetie.
Who?
Exactly.
Okay.
We're not going to do Saweetie like that. I love, okay. I love Saweetie. Saweetie. Anywho, she was the first one.
Get him up, Saweetie.
So, I think in situations like that, other people probably could have did the same thing. They just didn't, because they didn't have to. Now, Saweetie did finally drop a remix, FNF, and Saweetie wasn't a part of it, and it still went big. Glorilla still big.
But if Drake would have went on, you know what I mean? It's still like it's a...
Okay, all right.
Better ingredients
let's,
for the cake.
Hold on. Let me give you another Drake scenario. All
right.
Drake was on the Four Bass remix. How many times have you heard that verse?
I feel you taking...
Well, I remember the Four Bass was that Kanye shit right after. So Drake cut that shit. Quick.
That shit, I didn't hear it before the Kanye shit.
I mean, he got a lot of them that kind of just...
And when was the last Four Bat song you heard?
That was the last one I heard.
Yeah.
So is the Drake effect still real?
For certain artists, for newer artists...
Drake dropped the song last year with Lotto. How many times have you heard this song?
What was the song?
It was exactly...
Here's another thing, because you're saying that he put artists on. Still fully believe that Drake got the residuals from working with those artists. Like, he came off.
Working
with 21 Savage, he got something out of that. Working with the Migos, he got something out of that. So that's the thing. Like, people want to say that he put people on. I don't think that he did that. I think that he really got some shine out of that. And that's why Kendrick put that in that last verse on Not Like Us. When he talked about Atlanta.
You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars.
That was all true.
You're not a colleague. You a fucking colonizer.
That was all true. All
right. Okay. Well, I'm not seeing that. That's not true. All right. Y'all got it.
That's all I'm saying. Right. I don't think Drake is. We're seeing the residuals of Drake of the fallout of Drake, the new stuff isn't hidden, and the song he dropped last year with Lotto was called "Housekeeping Knows."
Oh yeah, I'll be playing. Yeah, ride on the stick. I like that.
You didn't even know what it was called.
I still play it when I'm mixing, though. I still play it. I still play the song. So,
how many times you be out? How many times you heard that song?
I don't hear that at all. I think I'm one of the few DJs that actually plays it.
Not that much.
He's one of Aubrey's angels. Look at him.
But I like Aubrey's the record, though. I like the record. But Drake also put out some mid-ass albums. Like, the last three albums that he dropped was some trash. But everybody is some OVOers and just be riding this man coattail. That they was like, oh, yeah, man, that shit crazy. No, the fuck it wasn't. Like, especially like that time. That International House album that he did.
That was awful. I said it was bad. See, that's the shit.
I liked it.
Y'all said shit like, oh, y'all don't go on vacation enough. Because the nigga, I would listen to that shit in Cancun and it still didn't hit. Yeah. I listened to that album in Cancun and it did not hit.
I liked it. Maybe because I'm a Jersey girl. I don't know. I liked it. Okay. We listen to, we got a little
y'all like that.
We like a little bit of everything.
She like that fucking Blade music. Remember Blade when they was in the club?
Yeah.
The club scene in Blade.
I like the music. I do.
Yeah, that Jersey party.
What do you listen to? What do the women want to hear in the club?
They want to hear something to shake that ass. Okay. Shake that. Glow. My girl Glow hitting right now.
You like Glow?
I love Glow. I'm so happy for her. They thought she was dying down, but that bitch came back.
That bitch came back with ass.
She came back. And titties.
I don't know how.
And titties.
Glow, some new teeth.
Glow really is the first artist I've seen to manifest the ass.
And it's perfect. It fits her so well.
Mm-hmm. Like, she didn't get like the big, stupid, dumb, crazy BBL booties. Nah, I like the BBL booties. I love the BBL booties.
I like the
hello.
Lotto got a good ass too, though.
It gotta be proportionate.
Lotto has great ass, and she honest about it.
Top three BBLs in the industry right now.
Lotto.
SZA.
But she just getting big all over.
Fuck, I like it. I like that.
I love SZA. I love SZA.
And it looks natural. You know what? You're right. SZA. No butt crack. So we're going to say Lotto, SZA, who else? I don't know.
Ruby Rose?
Do she got a BBL?
You know what? No, I got a dark horse for best BBL in the industry.
Who?
Dolce.
Dolce said
she got a BBL.
She said she did.
Did she got like a real
Dolce? And if I'm wrong, Dolce, I'm sorry for accusing you of having a BBL.
Yeah, I don't remember her saying that.
No, I heard somebody said Dolce got a BBL. And Dolce, if you don't, I apologize. But if you do, Dolce, you have an amazing body. Dolce's body is amazing.
A1. All of those women we just named got like really nice, natural, sit up, like two bunk bed. Nice asses.
Does Meg have a BBL? And
Meg has a great body, too. Who knows? I don't know. She got great ass, too.
Like, I think she probably got, like, some shit tightened up, but I don't think she got
I feel like when you get in the industry, there's things you got to get done. You know what I mean?
So you can't be popping if you don't got those things done?
I don't think that you can't be popping, but I think to get to a higher level, they want you to look a certain way. And, snatch that waist in.
Have you had a BBL?
No, I have not. I don't want one. I don't want one. A little ass wouldn't hurt. A little lipo wouldn't hurt.
Would you do a little fat transfer, though?
No.
That's BBL.
I mean, that's what it is. It's lipo, take some fat, put it there. No.
Hey.
Because it's a lifestyle that you still have to live afterwards. You still got to work out. You still got to do all these things.
And you
gain a lot of weight. I mean, I'm in the gym right now. But I don't want a BBL. I'm cool. I want to still be one of those dinosaurs left with nothing in them, no fillers,
You really don't need a BBL, though. You just need your hips to spread. That's all women need.
Them motherfuckers are spreading. I don't know if you see what I walked up here.
No. I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you, but like women in general, real talk, you need straight up. Them hips to spread.
Them motherfuckers wide, okay?
As long as your hips don't spread, you straight.
Big mama! Big mama.
What you mean?
Goddamn.
Call me big.
But I don't discriminate on no BBL. Yeah, I love them. What do you like
BBL? I'm scared. For? Why? Yeah. I like looking at women who look good.
This proves another theory. Juicy. All women are a little bit gay.
I'm more than a little bit, but for sure. I don't. Does it make us gay because we like looking at each other?
So would you eat some coochie type gay? Oh, my nigga. What you mean?
shit. In this mission.
I'm a fool with my fingers.
Hey, chill out, chill out, chill out, chill out. No, but I don't think that makes us gay.
What does that make? Because if you was talking to a dude and he said, and hey, you asked him if you sucked a little dick before.
Yeah.
You said looking. We didn't say eat a little pussy. No, but you said it proves the theory before I said that eating. You said by looking. I don't think looking makes
if
you gay.
If you was talking to a dude and he said he looked at dick prints.
Okay, that's nigga gay. That nigga.
Yeah, like, what
he's
curious.
He's bi. He's bi.
He's bi curious.
He's bi curious.
He's bi curious. But by accident, that's because we speak it. But by accident, y'all looked at it before. Y'all can sit here and say no, y'all haven't because we're on this shit.
What the fuck?
Y'all done
I'm
looked.
Not looking at
what
no,
the fuck?
No, I'm not looking at no man.
What the not, fuck? Not on purpose, but y'all looked at a nigga pants.
No.
Listen,
never.
You looked at a nigga pants before and said, "Yo, them some nice jeans." And if he got a big dick, his dick is there. You accidentally
what
look.
Yo,
what kind you of didn't shit accidentally is
that?
Look.
No,
throw your ass off this.
No, what the fuck? Who the fuck do that?
Not on purpose.
That's some Jersey shit.
No,
Jersey.
No, no.
So niggas be sagging, right? You've never.
I'm not. No.
I'm saying, you've never seen a guy's boxers before.
Hey, bro, you got big ass.
What the fuck?
No. I'm not saying acknowledging it, but I'm saying you've accidentally looked. You've seen a nigga's boxers before. Yes or no?
I cut my eyes.
Yes or no?
What
the fuck is
happening?
You talking about nigga boxers and you talking about somebody's dick print? That's two different things.
Ass and dick. You looking at a nigga ass?
No. Listen, I was at the gym.
He said ass ain't that bad.
Listen, I be in the gym 4 times a week.
Ass only a little bit.
Nah.
Y'all heard him here first, live and live.
Kodak, you be in the gym. I be in the gym. Niggas be wearing compression shorts, all that shit. Do you look?
No.
There's nothing to look
We're
at.
We're not saying look on purpose, but I'm just saying you've glanced.
No, I'm not glancing.
Ain't nobody glancing.
I'm not glancing at shit.
ISIS.
Hey, cop mean that thing big. You say cop. That's wild.
Bruh.
I'm just saying, have you looked at a guy's boxes before?
No, nigga.
And he's sagging.
No.
You've never seen. You
no.
already said yes.
No.
We're not talking to
no,
you.
I, no,
you.
I didn't.
No. You've never seen a guy's boxes before.
I don't know what the bottom half of any nigga body
I'm not talking.
Like.
Exactly.
So you don't look at legs. Stop saying exactly.
Why would I look at a nigga legs? See, this what I, but you,
I'm
because
just saying,
y'all think,
but not,
because
I'm just
y'all
saying
think
not
everybody,
purpose.
Y'all think all women, y'all think men and women act the same. No, we don't.
I don't think y'all
we're
act the same.
We're not out here peeping
that
print.
I don't think y'all, I'm not saying y'all do it on purpose, but I'm saying by accident. That's what I'm saying.
No.
Right. But back to you licking coochie. So
no, yeah. We're off of that. Next
no,
subject. Next subject.
But see, so you're going to say all women not a little gay, you don't hate a little
coochie. I don't think all women are a little gay. I mean, just because, I don't know. I think, like you said, we don't act the same. Men and women don't. I think a woman looking at another woman and saying, oh, wow, she has a nice body. I don't think that makes her gay. I think that's just, you know, applauding what God gave her and we just, you know, being thankful. Like, wow, she looks good. And you've walked up to a guy and be like, hey, bro, you got that shit on. It's equivalent.
Do you like to touch it? See?
Thank y'all so much for coming
exactly.
out. We appreciate
exactly.
y'all.
Wait, that's
what?
Like, yeah, that's
we
like.
We saying women, we talk about me. I'm getting like, you know, I feel like y'all
attacking?
Double teaming me. No threesome.
Whoa,
this is a train. This
whoa,
is wild.
Whoa.
And I don't want to be a part of it.
See, man,
at
you,
all.
You throw out a whole lot of pause moments like all day.
That's the difference. Women ain't got to say pause. We ain't got to. Y'all have to.
Yeah, we do. We I have do. To say pause
you know
even when we talking to women.
You just said the song, he said, ride on the stick. You ain't say pause.
I didn't say it's fucking
a
ride
song.
On the stick.
You ain't say pause after
it's
that,
a song.
That's the only part he named of the song.
Yeah, ride on the stick. The woman is riding on the stick.
I mean, but you just said riding on the stick.
That's
when you say pause?
No.
No.
All right.
Thank
y'all
you.
Just, y'all, all right.
Come on, man.
Exactly.
Stars, what was your... You said you had something to discuss. ISIS, please. Gather your next topic.
Okay, so I had this conversation with a friend yesterday.
Goodness gracious.
Men should not allow women to spin the block. At all. And because, for one, she's already shown you who she is. If she done ghosted you, disappeared on you, or whatever like that. Two, women hardly take accountability for the shit that they do. So especially in these type of situations... They're not, but even more so, if you let a woman spin the block, you're going to take a bigger L on the back end when you let her back in your life. You know, so I just feel like men shouldn't let women spin the block. Now, women, should y'all let men spin the block? Only if he treated you good. That's it. Now, don't get me wrong, niggas, we ghost women. I ghost women plenty of times. But majority of the time, if a man ghosts a woman, it's either two things, because he had another woman on the side he was trying to figure out, or he was broke. He got broken. He can't do nothing.
Had a homegirl ask me why men kind of like get ghosts when that shit happened, like when they go broke. And I said, because a nigga, I'm not going to put you through the shit that it's going to take to get me back on my feet, especially if we not locked in like that. Mm. Like, nigga be wanting, they want 100% loyalty, like, from day one off a chick. And I feel like that shit is earned, because she didn't sign, if we just started talking today, and I'm up $1 million, and tomorrow I fall off, and you didn't sign up you didn't sign up for a nigga that didn't have nothing, like, you're not entitled to stay. But also, since you didn't sign up for it, and if you go, you can't come back and when this shit is up and expect me to treat you like, you know, you're loyal, because you're not.
I mean, is it really disloyal? I just met you. That's the thing. So I can't say that you being disloyal. Another thing, like, you know, Kodak, it's like if you're going through hard times as a man, dog, you really not thinking about dating like that, because it's like she gonna want to go out.
Right.
All this other shit, you know, and it's like I can't do it. Yeah. You can't do it at that time. So do you really want to hear some woman complain to you about what you not doing?
And then
you
it's an ego thing too, for sure. I mean, yeah, that's of what course. Makes men, you know what I mean? Y'all ego part of it. So.
Exactly. That's why I said,
so for sure I get it.
That's why I said earlier, if I am in a relationship and the girl that I'm talking to has a guy that's willing to do whatever for her, like this, he just a guy in her DMs, but he rich. And he's paying, he's offering to pay her rent, offering to pay our rent. And I couldn't.
That man said pay our rent.
Yeah, I mean, we staying together. Yeah. Yeah, we living together. And if he trying to holler at my girl, I wouldn't feel good accepting that shit.
Oh, absolutely not. For sure. I get that.
But some men would be like, oh, yeah, you know, yeah, see if you can buy me a chain too. Like, goddamn, nigga, have some balls about yourself.
Hey, man, again, people don't have no shame, especially a lot of men out here. So.
I think men should set more standards.
Yeah,
spending the block is definitely an iffy subject, because it's just dependent under what circumstances and how quick you spend the block. If you're waiting, like if you spend the block, you stop fucking with a girl, do you fuck with a couple months down, then no. Maybe get some time for growth and to maybe understand, like, okay, this is really that nigga. Like, okay, he got more money, or just whatever the case may be, the reason why you stop fucking with him in the first place. But if y'all did set more standards, things would be easier for y'all.
Yeah,
y'all don't have standards. Y'all going for anything.
No. Because men are a lot more simple when it comes to relationships.
I'm learning
this shit now. And I'm also learning that men often act the same across different relationships.
Absolutely.
Like, men will really rush into a relationship. Just like off straightly off the basis, like, I like you, you like me, shit, let's do it.
Not me.
I mean, y'all needs are like a list of 5 things, and women needs are a list of like 20 things.
Yeah.
Like, so nine times out of ten,
I'm going to check my bosses off a lot quicker than she going to check hers off.
Absolutely.
And it's like, I'm going through that shit now. Like, sometimes you will, like, low-key rushing her, even though both of y'all need to be vetting each other. But and part of that is, in a nigga head, we expecting this shit to go bad anyway.
Are y'all?
Yeah.
50%. Why y'all going to it expecting it to be bad?
Because it's a lot. Nigga gotta decipher. I feel like dating as a man is a lot different than dating as a woman. Because you have to decipher through, like, a lot. You gotta get through a lot of bullshit to find somebody who you even vibe with like that. You feel me? Women, y'all just gotta, the signs are fucking there. You knew this nigga was bullshit.
Sometimes, let me tell you.
Oh, here you go.
I've got loved bomb, and I didn't see who that person was for like the first 5 months. I was in a relationship for about 11 of them.
You can't let the love bomb
so I didn't. But I'm saying I didn't know it at the time. So it was this, sometimes y'all put on the front of who y'all are, and women too, because y'all, instead of being friends first, y'all jump into, let me just show her everything, and this is what that is. Y'all lead with money. Y'all lead with this. Y'all lead with that. So all the times it's not easy for us to decipher who is who. You know what I mean? Y'all pulling out y'all ace of spades. Y'all pulling out everything at the beginning.
I'm different.
I don't even want you to think that's
me. But when you're dating somebody, you're still unconsciously putting your best foot forward. So even your best foot forward might not be you, but it may be something simple as you opening the doors, or y'all just, you know what I mean? I mean, but that's what you do when you date.
That's
you do
want to
put your, but I'm saying you do want to put your best foot forward, but all the times that's not you. 2 months down the line, a bitch, you done closed the door on her, and she's standing at the door looking for you like, you're going to open it? Or, you know what I mean? Or, like, it's just different things. But no, Everybody lied at the beginning. And it's not even a lie, but everybody put on at the beginning because that's what you want to do. You want to woo somebody over. So that's natural to do that.
What type of lie you be putting on at the beginning?
Yeah.
I don't put on a lie. I act crazy. I talk a lot. I do. I am who I am at the beginning, so you know what you're dealing with. That's it. That's it.
I can appreciate that.
That is it.
Show me who you are quick.
But what I do is I put people in a friend zone. And what men don't understand is best to be in the friend zone because guess what? When she fucking with these other niggas, when she doing all this other stuff with everybody, she gonna come back and tell you little stuff because you her friend. So she might tell you, man, I fuck that nigga. He ain't got no money. But now in your head, you know, like, damn, she fucking with niggas for money. So it's okay to be in the friend zone at first. It's okay. It's okay to chill and, you know, y'all just jump right into, bitch, come over, suck my dick, and we together.
I'm not even moving like that because if I like you for real, I don't want you to suck my dick that quick. I want to like you for real. Again, I'm a push back on the friends on shit because women are not good people to be friends with like that. For real. Y'all not even good friends to your homegirl.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever been around a girl that she start talking about, bitch, you think it's her best friend? Like, damn, bitch, you talking about her like that?
Yeah. You niggas pillow talk too, okay? Yeah. Y'all definitely be pillow talking too. Y'all do the same thing. The nigga who cut y'all hair, y'all really don't even fuck with him. He just cut good hair. Yeah. That's why he over here sweating.
I'm sweating. I got the jacket on. He likes on me. But I think when it comes to men's relationship, it's a lot less is required for men to be friends. Like I could see you at the gym consistently, and nigga, we cool. Yeah. Like you may not be a perfect person, and I can think that. Man, look at this nigga, always mustard. What's up, my boy? Shit, what's going on? Mustard, nigga. Now I can. That all can be true, but the qualifications again is the same as relationships. We just said. You don't need a long list of shit.
You're right.
For men to be friends, that list is the same as for us being in a relationship with y'all. Like, we only got to hit a certain amount of things. With y'all, it be got to show up to your birthday. Y'all got to be, y'all Zodiac's got to be compatible. She got to be able to drop her kids off at your crib. You got to goddamn lick each other coochie.
No, we don't.
Like,
y'all
list of shit that y'all need to be friends is a lot longer than men's list.
No, I agree. You absolutely, but. Again, because we're two different species. You're a male and we're female. So it's just going to be different things in general. Like, y'all be comparing. Yes, we have a long list. We got a long list what it takes to be our friend. We got a long list what it takes to be our nigga. Like, what's up? It is. It's a list.
I understand it. Like, cause
y'all want us to be simple?
No, but.
I want y'all motherfucker to come with instructions. Like, god damn. Shit.
I just want y'all to be sensible. I want women to be sensible. Yeah, for real. Because if you got this long ass list.
And we want y'all to be honest.
Hey, I don't got no reason to lie to you. So I ain't lying.
That's what y'all all say.
I ain't lying.
I don't got no reason to lie. I ain't got time for that.
I don't lie. I don't lie because I care about my peace too much to lie to you.
But sometimes you got to lie for peace because these bitches be crazy.
If I got to lie for peace, I'm going to cut you all the way the fuck off.
What
I got to deal with you for? That pussy ain't that good. That pussy ain't that good. Yes.
Yes.
Let me see your phone. Both of y'all.
Shit.
Go to a recent, let me type in y'all messages and search. Put nah, I'm good, or cut off, or I don't want to talk to you no more. Show me a cut off message.
I ain't got no cut off message. I just don't respond. I got over 300 unread messages in my phone.
So you Casper.
Yeah, I don't got to deal with you no more. I ain't got to deal with you no more. That's all it is.
So you just cutting them off like that?
Yes.
Any woman know me, know that that's definitely how I move. But you know,
I'm
realizing like I have to like when it comes to cutting women off, you gotta kind of you can't just do it. That trigger is real sensitive for me because I cut a motherfucker off quick. But then at the same time, once you start cutting all your bitches off, you ain't really got no bitches.
So it's okay not to have none.
You gotta get some new bitches.
No, like you gotta start working on getting new bitches. I don't be like,
so you cut off one and get a couple more. Cut off. Oh, you kind of like inch them off to get more.
Yeah, like you gotta.
Yeah, you do. You do.
But then if you start cutting hoes off too fast, now you end up to a spot where you fucking with bitches you don't even want to fuck with for
real.
Just like, some bitches.
Like and then, but here's the shit that I'm learning about dating because I feel like I'm just now. I feel like in this stage of life that I'm in, like the past 4 or 5 years, I'm learning to date for real. Because okay. I used to only be I talk with one bitch at a time because. If I like you, I'm not trying to talk.
Absolutely,
to other
people. That's good.
But now I'm in a phase where, like, okay, because she liked me, but she entertained all her other options. I need to entertain my other options.
Absolutely,
exactly.
So, in moments like that, if I have already dedicated a lot of time to one person,
you don't again, feel like you
now,
don't
I, now I gotta fuck with a bitch. I ain't. Hey, what's up? Like, but then I'm only talking to this bitch because I gotta get my mind off another bitch. So she already number two by default. Why you looking at me like that, Sturd?
What? What you mean? I gotta get my mind off another bitch. My mind is off of it. If I got another one, if listen,
so it ain't no tears for your bitches.
No, oh, I gotta be in love with you. I have to be in love with you to have some tears over that shit.
No, I mean when I say not tears, I mean tears like
oh tears and shit. Hey man, I mean yeah,
love
mean,
with yeah, like if this if yeah. this motherfucker act right, all yeah. y'all hoes gone.
Oh yeah, of course.
All y'all hoes gone. Y'all, the only reason these bitches is here is because this motherfucker.
I'm waiting to see what happens. This shit is pending.
This shit
for you.
Is pending. You're
right. Yeah,
that's how I be. I mean, that shit right now. Yeah. Y'all hoses on the clock.
Yeah, what you mean?
Hey, Kodak hoes, y'all better step y'all cookies up.
Listen,
step them tears
but,
up.
But it's.
So you're okay with allowing the person you're dating knowingly to date other people?
What am I do?
But I'm just it's that's, not that's, about
what,
that's
what am I
doing,
what am I gonna do?
Okay.
Yeah, like what? Yeah. That's but that's the thing that I had to come to that. I had to mature to that like mindset. Because I used to be like, oh,
one at a time.
Yeah, if you like them niggas so much, go be with them. But at the same time, if you're trying to get to know me and I'm trying to get to know you, I might be some bullshit.
I'm a one at a time or two. I'm being honest. It might be. I ain't say how long it's gonna be. It might be for a day, but I'm a one person at a time too. Like I got.
That's not one at a time.
No, I was being sarcastic, but I'm just saying I gotta talk to one person at a time. I can't have a roster of 5, 10, 15 different niggas. I can't give my energy like that.
That's good.
That's a lot. I think it's more like maybe 1 to 5. I mean 2 to 5.
Yeah, 2 to 5 is average.
I like one, and if it don't work out, I have backups.
But the backups is just sitting around waiting on you. You got to entertain these niggas.
Listen, when you a good person,
bullshit. That's bull. Them niggas is losers.
They entertaining somebody else too.
That's, but that's
okay. Listen, I do not mind when a nigga that I'm talking to entertain other people because you know why?
That's what we saying.
I know, but I'm saying it's gonna make me look so much better. They're gonna be like, "Damn, Isis, you really the full package." I want you to date other people. I want you to see how shitty these bitches are.
But we don't want that. Okay. Like, if we are vibing, I want you to like me how I like you. I don't want to go entertain these other bitches.
But y'all do though.
Nope.
A lot of men do. Nah, let's be honest. Nah, y'all entertain more than one bitch. Y'all are in y'all motherfucking phones texting.
But you know
other
what? Hold on.
Bitches.
You know what? You're right. And I had to realize
y'all
that
are.
Shit too.
Even not on purpose.
It's subconscious.
Talking.
It's subconscious.
Yes.
Like if I say like okay like what I'm talking about now the top tier the number one on the list.
You doing them other tier? You talking to them other tiers?
But
too.
I'm talking to them as like, what's up? How's your day going?
Entertaining.
But. If me and this at the top one was together, that would be cheating. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I can't even like I don't even want to give them all too much attention. But me and the top were not together.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah, everybody kind of got the door open a little bit.
Nah, the lower tiers for me are just for entertainment purposes. That's all.
Why do you talking? Need? But your top tier not entertaining enough?
No. You are. She is. But if you top tier, you just as busy as me most of the time, majority of the time. So. Can't talk to you all day anyway.
But you busy enough to talk to them other people all day.
If they text me first, I can text you back. But then, like, I'm busy, so we're going to text for, like, maybe 2 to 3 minutes, and that's going to be it because I'm busy. I ain't got time for it. So that's all that is.
Yeah, I'm definitely
everybody different, man. All I can say is right. if you at the highest tier, baby, I'm just really waiting for you to act right. That's all.
But it's always the one at the highest tier that don't want to act right, bro. God. Bro. Damn, like, bro, love me back. Like, God.
But are you showing that though? Cause
yeah,
y'all
bro,
be,
you
y'all
can
be
show it.
Love back
you can,
and don't
you,
reciprocate.
No, you
it,
can
though.
Show it. No, niggas be showing it. When a nigga in love, he ready to marry you tomorrow.
Let me say this. You're absolutely right. Let me say this though. Sometimes the love that y'all think that y'all are showing, y'all love people and like people for what y'all are alone for. You know what I mean? On y'all point of view.
What you mean?
Like, you like somebody to say, hey, this is how I like you. Sometimes you got to like or love a person how they want to be loved.
That's true.
Yeah, that be the problem. So your liking, your loving may be like, I'm always here. We always talking. This should be enough. But for the girl, she might want a little more than that. Uh-huh. So we don't know.
That's why I say men have to learn how to, like, actually date. Like,
absolutely.
Actually vet. Because that's, like, if you dating for real, because right now I'm dating for marriage. That's what I'm dating for. So I can't just like somebody because liking you ain't enough. I got to see you in all these other seasons. Like, because it's not, you not
absolutely.
Always going to be in the best mood.
When she happy, when she mad. Because sometimes people get mad and do weird shit.
Because it'll be times where, like, if you could be talking to somebody and y'all just start talking and they still working on themselves. They got, and they take a day or two and don't hear from them.
In the past, I'd have been like, man, I ain't hear from them. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Now it's kind of like, damn, what's wrong with her? What is she going through?
That's good.
Because if we've already had this conversation and I know you fuck with me and you know I fuck with you, then I know it's not me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I'm showing up for you how you need it, then I know it's not me. But right. I have to learn that shit.
Yeah.
You feel me?
And get out and communicate.
That's what it is.
Communication, yeah. It's communication. Yeah. You online date?
What you mean, like Tinder and shit?
Like Hinge.
That's be on Hinge.
I got a crack.
You look a little familiar. I don't know. I'll be on Hinge.
Oh, for real?
I'll be on Hinge.
We ain't matched. That's all that matters.
We did it.
Nah, I'm not.
But I'll be on Hinge, though. For sure.
I was on Tinder and swiped on my girlfriend. Not my girlfriend, my sister by accident.
You swiped past her?
Yeah, I remember that story.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you seen her ass up on there?
No, I didn't. Like, I didn't know that was my sister.
You matched her?
Yeah, because I had the type of Tinder that was kind of like, I paid for that shit. I paid the 80 for it.
Okay.
Oh, so you had the
premium. No,
it wasn't the top of the top because they added like a platinum level line. I'm not that desperate.
But you got like unlimited messages. And
yeah,
all,
like unlimited I had unlimited and swipes stuff. And shit. Yeah. Yeah. So I had that kind. So I could see, and if somebody swiped on me, I could see them before they swiped.
Yeah.
So I had recognized the name. I'm like, because I just found out she existed like 2 weeks before.
Oh, you didn't know this was your sister.
Yeah.
Did y'all have conversation?
No. Once I found out. By the time I found out, she had already messaged me. So I messaged her back and said, I think we're related.
What'd she say?
She said, oh, my God.
No, what was her first message?
Oh, no, her first message to me? Uh-huh. Oh, she was shooting her shot.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you're so handsome.
You look
yeah.
Good. Damn.
I like the way your
yeah,
skin is
going. No. That's that.
Whole time we look alike.
That happened. No, but then I put the picture side to side. I said, yo, we do look alike. And I look like my dad. Like, shit. Yeah, no, it was very crazy.
But I brought that up because I like online dating because you can ask these questions. You can ask where people are intentions. I mean, you can ask without being online, but you can see people's profile when it says, like, what are your intentions? Like, do you want to date intentionally? Are you just here to fuck? And stuff like that.
So but hold on now. Wait a minute. Now, you can see, like, I tried online dating shit. Like, I'm not on Tinder no more. But you can tell why some of the women that are on Tinder and these dating apps on these dating apps.
Yes.
How can you tell? By pictures?
They throw it off. Yeah. Dude, you was crazy.
Crazy.
You are crazy. Like, you ain't getting no niggas. You are scaring the niggas. The niggas are terrified, ladies.
Yes.
The niggas are terrified.
Listen, we terrified too.
Understandable. Because niggas is terrifying. Okay? It's a lot
not
of...
Not terrifiable.
No, nobody talks about how, like, nigga, you scaring the hoes sometimes.
Yep. Niggas be scaring the hoes.
And I take pride. I take pride in not sure having niggas in the clique that scare the hoes.
What you mean? What you mean?
So what do the girls be saying that's so scary?
Niggas they're inspired by TikTok and Instagram content. Like they align themselves too much. I feel like, and honestly, because this guy had a lot of great points, but the men that associate themselves too much with Kevin Samuels are scaring the hoes.
Okay.
Like, cause you gotta keep it even. Like, hold on, sir. Let me get it out.
Yeah.
You gotta keep it even, cause niggas always want to talk about. Yeah, Kevin Samuels said that women are asking for too much. Da, 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 da. But he also said niggas need to get off their ass and get a job.
Fucking right.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas ain't get off y'all ass and get a job. So if you only want to talk about half the shit that Kevin Samuels was saying, like it's really like the red pill shit. That shit scared a hoe.
Yeah.
Like if you always talking about what you not gonna do for a bitch. What you mean you not gonna do for this bitch? You like her and you not gonna do shit for her?
Walking in already, being negative. Negative Nancy.
Like, y'all try to impress niggas. I'm never trying to impress, like, I'd say this shit in any comment. I'm not on here to impress niggas. I'm not here to impress niggas. Yeah. So, y'all saying what you won't do for a bitch that you like, I'm going to tell you what I would do for the bitch.
Right.
We doing dope shit, okay? Because good. I feel like if a woman take advantage of any, because I haven't been taking advantage of any very long time. So, if a woman takes advantage of my generosity, that says more about her than me.
Absolutely.
Because I'm not going to stop being a good person because you a fuck-ass bitch.
Yeah.
Because niggas get their heart broke one time.
And switch it up all over now.
Like, oh, I'm not going to never do nothing for a bitch, but you going to do something for your niggas?
I'll never love a bitch again.
You going to, like, bro, you were 8 when that shit happened. Let it go.
Let that hurt go, baby.
Yeah, right. So.
Let that shit go.
Nah, man, niggas got to get over their trauma. Women are.
But that's what it is, and when they don't, it be trauma bonding.
What you mean?
When they don't hold the trauma, it be trauma bonding. Sometimes people get in relationships or they talk to people or they start feeling people because they both have like a similar trauma. So then it seemed cool. Now that's a thing to do. Like, no, heal yourself, gentlemen. Women too. Heal yourself.
Yeah, I I'm going to throw this in the part real quick. So, yes, men need to heal themselves, but the vast majority of men can't deal with the emotional damage that a woman could give them. They can't really deal with that. Men, a lot of men can't bounce back from heartbreak.
On top of being vulnerable with the woman. I get that. Absolutely.
Yeah, like a lot of men just can't deal with that. I firmly believe that every man needs to get his heart broken, especially young.
I hope I broke every nigga heart I ever dealt with in the past.
Why?
I hope that shit broken.
Why?
You toxic as fuck, man.
Now I'm not toxic. I'm honestly, I'm a son of God.
You're a son of God?
Oh. That's crazy.
Definitely toxic, man. Come on.
I'm not. I'm just saying. Because the signs don't matter. Y'all about to say, oh my gosh, because you
I don't know what none of that shit is, but I know what some of that shit is.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Sagittarius, there we go.
I'm a healed Sagittarius. You know what I mean? So, I mean, take it as you want. But I'm not toxic, though. Mm-hmm. I'm not toxic. I don't. But some people, and I think black people, for real, this sounds a little, you know, a little crazy. But I think that toxicity sometimes for us shown as love. If a bitch blowing down your phone, I know y'all gonna say not y'all, but I'm saying in general, when the motherfucker blowing down your phone, acting crazy over you. For some niggas, it make them feel love because that's what they used to.
So women too.
Women too.
I can do that, but women too. I can do that, but I don't like the negative parts of that. Yeah, you can blow my phone up, but bitch, don't threaten to kill me, ho. Like that's not love. Like,
you gotta die.
Like but I do. I want a woman to be infatuated.
That's toxic shit. I mean, infatuation and doing crazy toxic shit is two different things. Like y'all like that toxic shit. Y'all say, oh, that's toxic, but y'all love that shit.
That infatuation phase.
You ever had a woman do some toxic shit?
Yes, absolutely.
What happened?
Was
it the one we talked about after the interview?
Nah.
You know, it was coming. Huh? If it was her.
Nah, it was her. I've had women do shit like come with a fake sonogram talking about they pregnant. I've had a woman literally call me 10 times back to back to back. She would do that every time if I did not answer the phone.
Was the ass fat?
Sure. Titties was bigger. Titties was on
fire. I couldn't let no woman shape like a stress me out. I feel like that's another reason why, because I was telling somebody else about this today. I could only date a woman that got a big ass. Like I tried, there was a time period in my early 30s where I was like, I don't need no girl that got a big ass. But now it's like, I'm gonna be upset even more if you piss me off. Because imagine like your day is going awful. And you come home and a bitch with no ass.
No titties.
No ass and no titties.
Bruh.
Come in and talk about some shit that don't even fucking matter. Bitch, if you don't get out my house.
For real, dog. Because it's like, I don't even want to look at you right now. You know what I'm saying? So
I don't want to look at you right now. Like, you're not even a
y'all
girl.
Y'all be body shaming so bad.
Is it body shaming or preference?
You're right. It's preference. But it's preference to say what you like. But it's body shaming when you say, bitch, you ain't got no ass. Let me tell you. I don't know where I'm looking at. When y'all body shame, make sure y'all shit together. That's all I'm going to say. Just make sure y'all shit together. All I'm saying. And I'm not talking about your body or your pockets, whatever mean, make sure your shit together, just make sure it makes sense.
Nah, but real talk, it's like, imagine coming home from work.
Yeah, we're gonna skip that day, baby.
You having a bad day, and then a woman with no hips got down complaining on you. Ain't no food cooked, none of
imagine
that shit.
You having a bad day and a broke nigga come home, talk about something, come cook, come clean. Imagine you having a bad day and that dick little.
Yes.
I'm mad. You got me in here with this fucking shrimp po' boy.
You knew his dick was around. See, you thought we was looking at dick. You should have been the one looking at dick.
It ate that prime. You should fuck up.
You should exactly. you ate that angel
but I'm
pasta.
Just saying.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That shrimp tetrazzini. You was eating. Look at
that
you.
That shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, that's what you wanted.
Yeah, you was eating that Long John Silver.
It's okay. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's like bottom of the barrel.
They just opened on National. I still don't know why. I think they're trapping out there. Wow.
They got good funnel cake fries.
If I'm a trap out of anywhere, it's definitely going to be a Long John Silver. Nobody going to suspect it.
They're going to suspect it when that motherfucker jumping. When your trap jumping, and it's going to be like, oh, wow, it's a lot of people over there.
Captain D.
It's something wrong.
Trap out of Captain D's.
Trap out of Captain D's. You can trap out of
Popeyes. Popeyes is easier.
Nah,
it already got the flow over there. No, that's it. That's what you need. You want somewhere she with motion. She think
this Breaking Bad. You remember when the nigga was trapping out of the fucking the chicken spot at Breaking Bad?
Dude.
Yo.
And then you got customers up in Popeye's. They'll goddamn cut your ass over some sauces.
I need the number 9, baby.
Yeah. Exactly.
I need the number 9.
You got your clientele and already Popeye's clientele. It's a 2-for-1. You ain't got to do too much. Think smarter.
Isaac, what did you have to talk about?
I don't know. I'm just here vibing. Whatever y'all want to talk about. You know what I mean? We hit on some good subjects. The niggas ain't shit.
We hit on more than that.
My boy won 5 Grammys. Beyonce was shook to know she won. I mean.
You be looking at dick.
And we all look at dick.
You.
Don't fucking point at me.
You.
It's nothing wrong with looking. And
we're not shaming you. Yeah, you're a woman. You're a woman. You should be doing that. Perfectly fine.
I just look at people. I don't look at people just private parts. I look at people's hearts.
What, nigga?
Make sure you add that thing to my face. I look at people.
Okay, look. I got a question.
All right.
I got a question. Are both of y'all single?
Yeah.
Right. Would you date a man with kids?
Yes.
You would?
I would.
Would you date a woman with kids?
My last relationship was with a single mom.
How many kids she had?
She only had one.
I feel like at this stage in our life, like, one is guaranteed.
Yeah.
I mean, unless y'all fucking dating 20-year-olds and shit like that, people be having kids.
Hey, man, listen, I'm 36.
You date for the situation, not for the kids.
Whoa. The kids is a part of the fucking situation.
No, listen what I'm saying. Like, you, let me rephrase it. You choose it after the situation. If they got kids, cool. But if it's a lot of drama there, I'm basing it off of the drama. The kids part, I don't mind.
So it's not the kids, it's the baby mama and the baby daddy.
It's the drama, huh?
It's not the kids, it's the baby mama and the baby daddy.
For sure. I want to see what that relationship looks like.
Cool.
That's
so how many kids is your limit, though?
I mean, regular niggas don't be having 5, 6, 7 kids, so I can't even say that. I'm okay with kids. And a lot of y'all niggas don't be having y'all kids, so y'all really ain't got none.
That's the thing, though.
Y'all don't be having them at home.
That is true.
That's the thing for women. They don't be at the house with the dude. As a man, if you dating a single mom, bro, you really got to work around the child.
I think 3 kids is cool.
Whoa.
3? What?
All right, what's the limit on the baby mama?
I mean, like, I've dated somebody who used to be married and have kids. Okay. I've dated somebody right now who has, like, 5 kids. Like,
so how many baby mamas, though? How many baby mamas is too much? How many baby mamas?
I mean, if you got a baby mama per child, I don't know. And if you got more than 3 kids, that's a lot.
But you would date somebody with 3 kids?
But not 3 baby mamas.
3 kids still a lot, though. No, that's a.
But 3. Hold on, wait a minute. That's another thing too. Like, if you dating somebody, is it like, okay, they got 2 kids? Is it better for them 2 kids to be from the same person?
Yes.
Or would you prefer it to be 2 different people?
Nah, I would prefer the same.
I would prefer the same person, because if you got two kids from 2 different niggas.
That's too many personalities you got to deal with. You already got to deal with the person that you dating. Then you got to learn the personalities of them children. And then the personality of the baby daddy and shit like that. And, like, look at the situation we in. Niggas get jealous as fuck when they find out that their baby mama done got with a nigga that got some
motion. They be deadbeats. They don't really be in the picture. It's okay.
Yeah. Let's see a full deadbeat.
But these niggas be deadbeats and crash out.
And yes. You're right.
Yeah.
That'd be the worst thing. Like, you somebody who doing a little something, and your girl ex is just a loser.
Yeah.
Right? Because niggas be losers, and y'all be dating losers.
Yes.
We do.
And y'all be posting them up proud. My man. But even worse
sometimes
part.
We don't be knowing.
I hate when bad bitches get with losers.
I hate
y'all
that
know the loser because y'all know him on the man excuse. Level. Some men are different when they with bitches. That's what I'm telling y'all. Men are different
ain't
when
no
they around
hell
bitches.
This you thought this nigga they ain't got no car, ain't got no
job.
That's with
beyond,
his
all the jury
that's
that this
beyond,
nigga wears
okay,
is fake.
That's beyond losers.
This nigga jury do never be on no Jalen Hurts shit. His shit is it don't be bling blow.
You're right. I mean that's different. That's when you should know.
Yeah, I know these niggas.
When you're talking about what people have and stuff like that, that's when you should know. Yeah. But I'm talking like personality and like people actually being losers. Like, oh, that's a loser ass.
But when does a woman's intuition kick in?
For real.
When that nigga around his other niggas.
So that's not intuition.
That's not
you gotta
intuition.
You gotta get the cheat code.
We don't know. Sometimes, listen, people, some people
are good liars. So women's intuition isn't a thing. It's not a thing.
It is a thing, but some people are good liars. It is.
It's not a thing.
It is a thing.
If women's intuition was real.
Everything's not black and white. Some things aren't always spot on.
But you got intuition. You got intuition, though. So you should be able to figure out that this dude is a fuck nigga before you push out his baby.
These men are confusing intuition, but fucking...
Looking
into the common future. Sense.
What
like,
the fuck?
I ain't raving.
Hold on, let's look at the definition.
This nigga a fuck nigga.
Intuition. Intuition, definition. The ability to gain knowledge without using conscious reasoning. It is also known as a gut feeling or a sixth sense.
Exactly. So sometimes it's not always spot on, is what I'm saying, though. You're asking when the times that you don't know, how long should it take you to know? Like sometimes you just don't know until you're in certain situations to see, like, okay. This nigga lame as hell. Sometimes you just don't know.
Okay, but in the point, but here's another thing about y'all.
Let's be honest.
Okay, you may not know, but you know to protect yourself and to protect your heart. You know not to let this nigga move into your house. You know not to let this nigga drive your car. You know not to be no co-signer for no nigga. You
but we
know
do that
this.
Across the board, though. That's not intuition. That's a rule. We know that across the board.
And y'all do it.
Trey,
you know not to have unprotected sex with this nigga, but you gonna do it.
Trey, what you had to say, Trey?
That motherfucker feels so good.
Women's intuition is not real.
Thank you.
I've been saying that for years.
Intuition is real. You can have intuition.
Intuition is real.
Everybody has intuition. So there's always that choice of knowing, like, when this person, you feel it.
Exactly, but it's not all the time, though, correct?
It's not all the time.
Exactly.
You're going to feel it. You're going to feel it in your heart. You're going to see it in your mind. You're going to understand, okay, this ain't it.
This don't feel right.
We still, as people, make the decision. We make the decision to do the wrong thing. We continue to do that. That's why. But women's intuition is not real.
It's not real.
You're saying women as in, like, women, the only ones don't have it.
Exactly.
Oh, no, we all have it. Yeah, we all have it. Absolutely. We all have it. Trace, he was saying it ain't no such thing as real.
Yes.
I mean, women having it. It's just everybody has it.
No, women's intuition is not real.
It's not real.
Everybody has intuition.
No.
Y'all don't use it, and we use it sometimes. We win.
No, we have intuition. But a man,
when do y'all use it?
A man will tell you, like, bro, I knew.
Their
like,
intuition
I
is down there.
I was just hoping. I was just hoping.
That's their intuition.
That's exactly it.
What, the phone? Get the fuck up.
Them cocks.
Get the fuck away
from that's their intuition down there.
Nah, nigga.
They don't use this.
But that's why I think a lot of niggas need to like have like some discernment. You have to like have some restraint.
Absolutely.
Like, I think men like should fast sexually.
Absolutely.
You have like that post nut clarity is a motherfucker, but sometimes you don't want to have to get it that far.
Yeah.
By the time post nut clarity kick in, you don't already did some shit you ain't had no business doing.
Sometimes that pussy just make you think some other shit.
Your mind be in a whole different place when you fuck.
Yeah.
That's
they have no idea.
Because they have these, let me tell you.
Trey was, he's talking about semen retention.
I know, they have these sex demons on them. Everybody be horny and shit. They just want to fuck.
I mean, semen retention, my closest thing for me practicing semen retention is not watching porn or masturbate. So
I can watch it, but I still won't masturbate. I mean, that's what I'm doing now. Like I'm
Yeah.
Not right now, my nigga.
I was about to say, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You looked at my phone? Like I can watch it, but I feel like because I'm doing it like on the spiritual thing.
Yeah.
Like but it's because I feel like you
y'all
have
watch
to
watch it spiritually?
No.
We're shut the fuck
oh,
up!
Masturbating.
Oh, you're not. But why do you watch it? You don't masturbate. You watch it like a show.
Damn, I'm motherfucker. All right, yeah. I mean, it's Twitter. I can't help
okay,
it.
Okay, so you be on Twitter swiping.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not like going to Pornhub and like, oh,
you're
I'm gonna look
it.
At it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's more like I've made a commitment to not do anything physically. You feel me? So okay, that's like okay, this is my sacrifice in this moment because it's something I normally used to do a lot.
Y'all use pocket pussy?
Hell no.
You are too deep in the game.
Yeah.
I was just asking.
If a nigga has a pocket pussy, he's too horny. Brother, you are too horny if you have a pocket pussy.
Nah. Only niggas who get a pass for that shit is niggas in prison. That's it.
They don't even get pocket pussies there. They, be
they
having,
make them. They,
they
got
gotta make them out of tissue rolls.
They got butt. That man, that,
that's crazy.
You think that man finna go to arts and craft class where he can goddamn go to his bottom bunk?
They fucking booties.
They booty. They niggas is getting butt.
Not hey, man, all men saw, in jail gay.
Hey, man, you sound like it's the booty gay, it's warrior, jail. Bro.
It's jail.
Nah, I seen the video with the booty warrior today, man. This nigga said he cut a hole in the wall in prison, right? And he filled it up with a baby powder. And then he, like, painted over it. And then, like, he would, like, corner the dudes that he was trying to get. And he would punch into the wall that he already cut. So it's coming out and he got all the little shit on his hand. And they like, damn, I don't want to get my shit rocked. So I just let this nigga fuck me instead of this nigga caving my face in.
So instead of getting your face caved in, you're getting your butt caved in.
Bruh.
Listen, this is...
That's why I stay on the right side of the law. What this, you mean?
Do the right thing and you won't have to fuck in the butt, guys.
This is a very inclusive show. Shout out to everybody that lived that lifestyle. Shout out to y'all. But if you, I mean, I know I say it's jail. This nigga not gay for real, for real. Bad
what's the not y'all, but what's the time limit to be like, all right, you gay? Like, how long they got to be in jail for?
How long you got to be hitting niggas in jail?
Yeah, before you go gay.
But, we got to wrap. Because we
2 weeks, I'm eating some coochie.
Okay, wow. Bet.
I'm just playing.
Fucking nuts. Another episode with your homies. And we gone.
And what we out, y'all.